The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Now, Charles, we've got such an exciting new sponsor. It's been a while. I know we've had
holidays. Fantastic. And all that kind of
stuff. But I'm so pleased that we've got our first airline sponsor.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, so is it? It's not Singapore Airlines, is it?
I wish it was.
Because they're really good.
Yeah, very good service.
Or Emirates, they're the best in the world.
They're very good, aren't they? Yeah.
You're not telling me it's like one of those terrible, unreliable airlines like Qantas?
No, it's not Qantas. Fine. Okay. Oh, thank God. It's fine, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
No, they're an unusual airline. They're an Australian airline.
Oh, so it's Virgin.
It's not Virgin.
Oh, Rex. It's Rex.
Have you flown Rex?
Yeah, I've flown Rex.
I've never flown Rex. Is it any good?
It's fine.
We couldn't get them, but there's this mob called Bonza.
Bonza. Oh, Bonza. They're sponsoring us.
Yep. Bonza's on board.
Yes. Well, we always go with the winning airlines and the winning companies. Yeah. Congratulations, Bonza. Welcome aboard.
You know that... It's a good airline because the logo is, the B is a thumbs up in their logo. And there's a few problems with the payment though. This is the thing that's strange. I sent the invoice and they've just been saying, it will get to you.
Mm.
And Charles, I'm no businessman. You know this. I'm not good at this stuff. Does voluntary administration, is that a good thing? Does that mean someone's going to voluntarily give us our money?
At least there's an element of voluntarism to it. Like, yeah. It's probably like helping it. It's like charity or something.
Looking here at the Sydney Morning Herald headline, it says, Bonza enters voluntary administration after, oh dear, cancelling all flights. Okay, that's not so good. More in a moment.
Brought to you by Bonza.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
People won't know what Bonza is, our new sponsor. Let me explain Bonza, because they had a bold idea, Charles. They had a very bold idea for the Australian aviation market.
Put on a whole lot of flights and then actually do the flights rather than like what Qantas does. Which is just cancel the flights all the time.
I don't know how good their on-time running was, but I do know what their vision was, Charles. They started in January 2023, so they've been a year and a bit they've existed.
Yeah.
Their idea was, and again, this is really radical for an Australian airline, let's skip Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. We can make plenty of money by serving the underserved markets. Let's do the Sunshine Coast. That's their headquarters, Sunshine Coast Airport.
Maroochydore.
Yes. And let's fly to Newcastle, Mildura, Mackay, they're going to. Coughs, and they do go to Melbourne, but it's Avalon, which, as we know, is barely in Melbourne. So, like, Newcastle to the Whitsundays. No one did that route before. Presumably they looked at it and realised it wasn't profitable.
But presumably no one – did anyone know about that flight? Like, did anyone know that you could go – I didn't even know about this airline until they sponsored us this morning.
You can go to Toowoomba. They're big if you want to go from Toowoomba to Townsville.
Well, that's Bruce Lerman's stomping ground.
If you had a lawsuit you had to deal with in Toowoomba. You could fly if you were Bruce Lerman, except that they don't fly to Sydney. So you'd have to drive, I don't know, to Newcastle or something.
So what's the business strategy there? Because, you know, like, isn't the whole point that you want to go, especially if you're, say, some sort of transport company.
Yeah.
Isn't the whole point about transporting people to where they want to be?
Mm.
Whereas this seems to be like, well, we'll avoid all the places that people want to be.
Yeah, the proven. See, this is the problem. And
we're not thinking with our business brains, are we?
That's right. We didn't see the niche that they saw. Yeah. Their slogan was "Here for All Australia," which is a terrible, terrible joke.
Yeah.
It's always as bad as calling your own airline Bonza. Bonza.
Yeah.
But also, by definition, you are not here for Australia. You're here for a tiny proportion of people that want to go from Toowoomba to Townsville.
Well, I mean, the way housing crisis is going, Newcastle is essentially the northern suburbs of Sydney.
Well, this is the issue, Charles, because it says here, the whole idea is to be like Ryanair. Okay.
This is where they've
gone wrong, because what Ryanair did...
Well, you'd be the most successful, most profitable airline in the world, Ryanair.
Which they managed to do, though, because European cities like London and Paris or whatever, there's a shit airport on the outskirts of the city, which you can get to on a bus or something, and it's annoying and it takes longer, but it's not that bad if it's cheap.
Yes.
So that's what Avalon is, right? Avalon in Melbourne, it actually works. It's, I don't know, I think it's about 40, 45 minutes, something like that, on a sky bus.
It's near Geelong.
It's good for Geelong, if that's a virtue.
Yeah.
You can debate that one. But you can get the sky bus from Melbourne.
We love Geelong. Geelong's lovely.
Actually, Geelong was very nice to us on our tour. I shouldn't diss Geelong. Anyway, the problem is Australia, other than Avalon, that just doesn't exist. There's not an airport near, I don't know, Sydney where you can fly to when you want to go to Sydney that's a bit further away. Newcastle doesn't cut it. It's a completely different city.
Yes.
3 hours by train away or 2 hours by road. It's not, that does not Ryanair. It doesn't work.
So did they go to Perth?
Oh, no, that was way too far. They didn't do that. That's
at least one feather in their cap. Yeah.
They didn't even go to South Australia.
They didn't go to Adelaide. So that's how they should have marked. See, this is why it's a problem when any company sets up in Australia and they don't ask me how to market themselves.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they should.
Because what they should have done is, instead of saying we're for all Australia or we're all Australia or whatever, what they should have done is they should have channeled people's hatred, right? Like,
that's what Australian.
Yeah, so we're the airline that doesn't go to Perth or Adelaide, you know, fly with us. Like, that's a compelling selling point. Like, that would almost have me trekking up to Newcastle to catch a plane on Bonza. Because, you know, you get on board knowing that you're not going to go to Adelaide or Perth.
Yeah, it should be like East Side. Only East Side.
Yes.
Air East Side.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, if you're west of Melbourne, fuck you. Yeah. That's basically
Air fuck you.
That's right. That's a very good brand. That's a much better brand than Bonza. Fuck the West.
Yeah.
The other thing that's fascinating about it was owned by a US firm called 777 Partners that also owned an airline in Canada called Flair. And they had sort of like a wet leasing arrangement. So all these shit airlines coming together. I shouldn't say shit. They're our sponsor. All these innovators, Charles.
So the other detail that I should just note is that, so this morning it went into voluntary administration, which basically means they're bankrupt or they're insolvent, and so they need...
They've called in Quartamentha, which is never a good sign.
No, yeah.
Like Quartamentha is pretty close to calling for euthanasia.
But the funny thing about the leasing arrangement is the CEO got told this morning that all his planes had been repossessed and so they couldn't fly anywhere. Right. And apparently, according to the Guardian's report on it, the CEO was surprised.
Right? That's never good.
He's just going, how can you be the CEO of a company and be surprised by something like the fact that you haven't paid, you clearly haven't paid your bills for a long enough period of time that not only are your leasing company pulling the pin, they've actually repossessed them.
Or, Charles, it might actually be that they got them out to go back to Canada where the things actually worked, it looks like, a little bit. Like, I think they were owned by the parent company.
Oh, I see. Right, okay. And they have to sort of say that they're surprised, because otherwise it would be like trading while insolvent.
Quite possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
So it says here, Qantas and Virgin have come in and they've offered to support passengers on as much as they can by giving them basically free flights to the closest airport. But here's the thing. Most of the routes that Bonza flew are not offered by other airlines.
Because nobody wants to go on them.
Because they did market research and determined this is not as serviceable. You can't make a profit flying to Toowoomba.
But is the point that Qantas will now come in and they will set it? Like, is this just another case of Qantas heartless oligopolists sort of coming in and just crushing the competition?
What was the name of that? There was an airline at one point that basically happened to.
Atlas. No.
Qantas basically took them over.
Compass.
It was Compass, yeah.
Yeah.
And like you'd technically be on a Compass flight with a crew or whatever, but it was Qantas.
The number of airlines. Like, for young people listening to this podcast, like we're talking under 45, you wouldn't remember Ansett.
No. No. Well, there was.
Yeah,
there,
I mean, there's been.
There were four.
There's so many airlines that have come and gone.
There was
over
Ansett,
years.
Compass, yeah. Qantas.
Remember TAA?
Oh, TAA just turned into Qantas, didn't it?
Well, it turned into Australian Airlines, and then
that's right.
And then they merged, and then got sold off.
Charles, guess how many airlines have existed in Australia? Different airlines over the years.
At least 120,000 is my guess.
I think I saw the number 300. We've had 300 airlines started and failing. Almost.
Do you know about Pelican Air?
Pelican Air.
Pelican Air.
Oh yeah.
That's the next. We should get sponsored by Pelican Air now that. Hey, will Qantas sponsor us now that our Bonza sponsorship has fallen through? Like, is that
I don't know.
How
I just feel like Bonza were a difficult fit for us. They were known as Bogan Air for obvious reasons.
See, that's not our listenership are highly refined.
Yeah, yes. They called their planes. They had a plane called Bazza and a plane called Shazza.
Oh, I mean, come on.
The writing was on the side of the plane, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There was an airline. Actually, you know what it was?
What?
It was a plane called Bruce. There actually was. I think post Lerman, you simply can't.
Yeah, no, you can't
you
do
can't
that.
Do it. Yeah. I reckon, I'm going to put it out there, I think the name Bruce is dead for a generation. No, I don't think, no one's going to call their child Bruce anymore.
No, instead, I'm going to call my next child Rolf.
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 Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I think it's been long enough, hasn't it? Rolf can come back into.
I don't think can.
No, you can't ever. Yeah, so what's happening is creepy men are just going through and systematically destroying perfectly good names.
I mean, you need a name that's so common that one person can't take. Andrew.
Yes, yes.
Prince Andrew has done his level best, but I think that name still. Yeah.
I think Charles is pretty good.
Do you? You think having the same name as the king is... Well, you like it, don't you?
Yeah. It's not tainted.
Not tainted yet. Give him a chance.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
They had a dream. It was a stupid dream and it failed.
Why don't we go back and remember all the times that we've had together with Bonza? Starting with when I found out about Bonza about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I remember when it was launched. I remember seeing the news story saying a new low-cost airline starting in Australia. It's called Bonza. I was like, that's a really stupid name, but maybe it'll be useful. Maybe it'll actually save some money. And then I read it doesn't fly to Sydney. They don't fly to the biggest airport in Australia.
I remember that time when I looked overhead and there was a Bonza aeroplane flying over it. And my son said, "What's that?" And I said, "I don't know."
It's a mistake. It's a flying error. No, this is the thing. You must have been somewhere other than Sydney. Like, the Sydney to Melbourne route is one of the most... the highly trafficked is in the top two or three routes in the whole world.
In the whole world.
Like it's absolutely rife for a new player to come in. There was Tiger. Remember Tiger Air?
Oh, Tiger,
low cost.
Yes.
The problem with Tiger Air, I flew Tiger Air one time.
That was terrible. I think everyone just flew it once.
I mean, if you wanted to feel like driving would have been faster, you fly Tiger Air to Melbourne. It is. It's one of the most lucrative in the world. And both Qantas and Virgin, their profits are absolutely built on that. So it's a perfect example. It's a perfect situation where, I don't know, Chaser Air
is
coming.
Oh, well, Quarter Mintha would probably be interested in people taking over the
assets.
Except it's not Quarter Mintha. It's Hall Chadwick is taking over.
Oh, there's Quarter Mintha involved with some other aspect of it. But
So why don't we buy the asset? The only problem is it doesn't have any assets, does it?
Like, it's a brand that, frankly, would make life harder. You get negative branding.
Yeah.
Could they pay us to take on the brand? That could be quite good.
Maybe this should be called the Bonza Report from now on.
Like, there are not many brands where putting the word Chaser on instead would be a better,
would be a better option.
I'm quite worried about this.
Yeah. Right. Imagine having a Chaser Airlines. That would be a brilliant idea because we could do satirical safety demonstrations and things like that. Like, if in the case of an emergency, panic. Ah!
Yeah. Other airlines have all those signs saying, you know, a bomb scare, it's serious, don't joke about bombs.
Mm.
On Chaser Air, you have like, to.
You have to joke about bombs plane. To get on.
You'd get a discount.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, satirical airline. Yeah. And the great thing is, when our planes ran late, as they definitely would.
Yeah, we just that's part of our brand.
You were forward.
Brand values.
I mean, the first edition of the Chaser newspaper did not arrive in time for the launch party of the Chaser newspaper.
Yeah.
It really set this. It's amazing we ever got our TV shows to air on time. Once we came half an hour away from not getting the tape in time to go to air,
there
was a standby plan. Anyway, so your Chaser Airlines, look, it's not a good idea, but
it's an idea.
It's a better
idea. And it's a better idea. You know where I'd go if we had Chaser Airlines? This is my hot tip.
Only Toowoomba.
No, I was going to say Sydney.
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Isn't that the place where like all the international flights need to go to? Yeah.
It's where that's where people want to go. Like, and I'm not even claiming Sydney's good. I'm just saying
it's just
the reality.
It's just a place. Yeah. I know Melbourne's technically the biggest city, but in terms of planes, no.
Yes.
I mean, talk to me when your terminals aren't all connected to each other, Melbourne. Like,
yeah, and when you've got a train to the airport.
That's awkward.
What we do is we'll approach the 777 partners.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Get a couple. It doesn't sound like you need many planes to set up an airline.
Or an idea, really.
Yeah. We set up an airline, call it Chaser Air, fly to Sydney. Maybe we only fly to Sydney.
I think we fly from Sydney to Sydney. That'd be great. Just get up and do a loop. Like during COVID, there were those flights where you just went up and had a fly and then came back again.
Okay, that's it.
Sydney to Sydney. Yep. People would say it was Sydney-centric. And
we go,
It's a virtue. That's a feature, not a bug.
It's a bonzer idea.
Oh, it's a bonzer idea too. It's for Australia.
Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Network. And this episode is proudly brought to you by Bonza,
who really did have a plane called Bruce.
Oh, fuck.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.